Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we thought we'd chew the fat about that your work does not speak for itself, and that it's really each of our responsibility to advocate for ourselves in the workplace, whether you're a business owner or you're an employee of any level. It's really your responsibility to make sure that you are seen.
And appreciate it.
Right. That you don't lock yourself in your office or in your cubicle or on your just your desk or your headphones, whatever.
Yeah.
That, you know, you've got to make sure that you're standing out somehow.
Yes. Yeah. And so what was interesting to me about this topic is there are individuals who really do believe my work should speak for itself.
Most people.
And who are more, say, in a meeting setting would be more observant. They consider themselves people who don't speak just off the cuff. There are those individuals who feel like they don't want to say things that are fluffy, or they even resent the people who are very good at promoting themselves.
Right, they say things
about themselves. So these are the individuals that we're talking to here, right?
Well, I think we're talking to everyone because I think those struggle the most, so I want to give them some tips.
Yeah.
But I also think that we get very busy at our jobs, and we, you know, we're working really hard, round the clock, many hours, that you forget.
Yes, right. And that's a really good point. In fact, I have a number of clients who were given additional responsibility, so they work more hours around the clock. And then they're very upset if, having been given those additional responsibilities, they aren't rewarded in some way. And part of that is they probably haven't been advocating for themselves all along the way.
Right.
They just did the work.
Right. So, you know, there's many parts to your job. Clearly, the most important one is the work, you know, your job description. You have to do that.
Yeah.
But also there's other parts to your job and that are unspoken. No one ever tells you. They're to manage your crazy boss or to listen to your boss vent. You know, there's lots of parts that are never exposed.
Yeah.
And then there is this piece, which is out of sight, out of mind, that, you know, you want to get offered moving into another division, or you want to get offered some kind of special task force that's going on, they will pretty much go to the people that pop in their mind, you know, the person that, and that doesn't mean that you have to be an extrovert or you have to be running around screaming, you know, hey, I'm here.
Right.
It's that you are speaking up in meetings, and you don't have to speak up a lot, but you definitely speak up occasionally. You hopefully get your boss to publicly acknowledge you because you've done some stellar work.
It could even be sending out an email that's like great news, announcing some kind of success that you've
got. That or wearing red pants, I think, is another way to stand out. If you're like a, you know, a sharp dresser in some way that people just know you because you have a real branded look, that's another way that, you know, I know people...
You know, that's an interesting point. And I will say that you also have to be friendly because because I know a client who's extremely stylish and she was seen as being snobby and cold because she, while she dressed beautifully, she did not interact. She did not find out how people's weekends were. She did not say hello when she walked to her cubicle. She did not interact in a friendly manner. And so her colleagues just assumed that she was...
Unfriendly. Stuck up.
Cold.
Yeah. I mean, and I know many people tell me it's so annoying. I really don't want to hear about anybody's weekend. I really don't want to see their vacation pictures.
Yeah.
The vacation picture one I agree with.
Yeah.
But you do have to develop friendly relationships, not friends, but friendly relationships because you're going to need people.
You are.
Yeah.
And plus, I think really the flip side of it is if you don't, it will be perceived in a certain negative way. Right. Yes. It will be perceived that you think you're better than us, or you don't need anyone else but yourself, or you don't care, any of those things. Mm-hmm. And so that's the other part of connecting in some way, being friendly in some way, is that you don't want the other thing to happen, the negative perception of you.
Yeah. Why do people do that? Why do they not converse?
Why?
I mean, it's so natural to me. If there's other humans in the room, you converse. You smile, you say hello, you say, how are you?
Right.
Why would somebody not do that?
Well, Logan, you're looking at me. I have plenty of ideas, but I would love to hear if you have some as well. The truth is that if a person is truly introverted, for mm-hmm. example, it's not a pleasurable experience. They lose energy by virtue of interacting with people, mm-hmm. or that's the feeling that it gives them. Mm-hmm. And so to say, hi, how are you, that's an effort. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't necessarily feel good the mm-hmm. way it does for someone who's more extroverted. Mm-hmm. So I think there's not an immediate reward to it. That's one reason. Mm-hmm. And the other part is sometimes people are just extremely shy or anxious, and so they don't have the wherewithal. And they're
well, it's
doing
not like
judging.
You're going to a party. This is not a party. This is the workplace that you go to 5 days a week,
yeah.
and you spend half your life there.
Yeah.
So it's not as if these people are new, especially the person who's sitting not that far from you that you can visually see every
right,
day.
Now I'm going to get shrinky for
okay.
a minute. So what I'll just tell you is for those who it's hard, most difficult for, usually they've experienced in their earlier life being judged or attacked or singled out or somehow perceived negatively.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, they will often go into a group setting, whatever it is, and not say anything or look unfriendly because they are fearful of what the other people are thinking of them.
So that's every day, not just the first time they walk into a situation?
Well, it can be. I mean, I'm with you in that the best way to break that cycle is that you reach out and just say hello, you know, and mm-hmm. that's, even if it is just
it could
a
just be
hello.
A smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they, for sure. some individuals, that would be a conscious effort that they'd have to do. And mm-hmm. if they're feeling anxious, it's harder to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. But there is no replacement, really, for bonding and having relationships in the workplace. And again, these are not people that are coming to your house for dinner.
Right.
They're not going to see you after hours. But that when you're there, and everybody's busy, everybody's working, so it's not as if you have to interact that much.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you do interact, I think then you will be remembered.
Yeah.
You know, you will, again, the out of sight, out of mind, you know, the person that is hiding, no one will think of that person when they're mm-hmm. looking for someone to do some job.
Right.
That might be of importance. It may not, but.
Even if it's in passing, you know, by, I don't know, copying something or,
yes.
you know, you're. See someone, you're both washing your hands in the bathroom mm-hmm. or, you know.
So that's a great point.
Waiting
Logan.
For an elevator.
Yeah, actually.
Like little things.
Right.
Like
well,
that.
That's right. And I'm actually thinking, Kathy, one of your best remedies, which is food. If you're someone who has a hard time bonding with people or talking to people or sharing with people, you could demonstrate that you're friendly.
You can bake muffins.
Mm-hmm. Or brownies.
Just drop one
cookies.
Off for me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's true. If you,
yeah.
Right. You can
demonstrate it through your actions. We used to have someone who worked here who was, you wouldn't know that she was particularly friendly, but she would do gestures. She would make things for people and bring fun things.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you knew that she actually liked us.
That's actually a way to really stand out is to bring free food. Remember, everybody likes free food at work. That's a nice thing to do. But, you know, if that's not your thing, maybe it's, I don't know what, bring your pet to work.
You can bring your pet, but Logan, you mentioned something like if you know someone has an interest in something, you could send them an article that you see mm-hmm. online or mm-hmm. send them a photo of something you know is their favorite. You can communicate in other ways.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The point is to reach out in some manner
mm-hmm.
to be seen.
Right, to be seen, to actually, you know, have some sort of a presence.
Right.
I can see why people wouldn't want to do this, though.
Really?
Because it does take a certain amount of effort and energy beyond what people's job descriptions are beyond right. them just saying, I'm going to come to work Monday through Friday, do my job, and go home.
Right.
I mean, to remember that, oh, such and such has two kids named Joe and Bob, and such is a huge Met fan, and such is, I don't know, gluten-free, and, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's worth the effort and energy. Just keep a little notebook or something, I guess, and
yeah, well, I think you're right. A lot of people resist it and want to insist that their work will speak for itself or that they're just going to stick to their own business. And also, the other thing that you can do is you can, if you're used to being an outsider, you can sort of take that stance, right? That I'm always on the outside looking in. I can't relate to these people. They can't relate to me. Mm. So you're right. You have to push through a certain amount of resistance if this is not something that comes naturally to you.
Right.
I think it's part of the job. I do. I really do. I think it's part of the job that people do business with those they like and those they know.
Right.
So you have to, you know, you don't tell them everything about yourself, but you do share enough that people feel they can relate to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, whether it's that you have pets or that it's your car or something.
Yeah.
You have to find something that you're willing to talk about or share about your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And make it something safe.
Right.
Yeah. Like the TV shows you're watching.
It could be a TV. It could be a movie.
Or
it
Netflix.
Could be, right. It could
book.
Be sports. It could be a book.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You could even be the person who brings books in and leaves them to share.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
just something that it feels authentic to you that connects others together. I think it's important that it's part of the job. It's part of being part of a company, of a culture.
Yeah.
Right.
And every culture is a little different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true. And some cultures are more welcoming than others. Some may be tougher than others. Some may be more emotional than others. You never know. I mean, that's part of what you're learning, right? Is to read the kind of relationship status of the culture. How important is bonding and how do people do it here?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the whole point is to advocate for yourself.
To see it, to see that connecting as part of advocating for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So similar to networking in a sense?
It is. Networking within your own company really is what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's making sure that you're known by people that could one day maybe bring you to their department or maybe mentor you or, you know, you'll use them as a reference at another time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's important to develop workplace relationships. I know I have had clients come, not a lot, but I've had clients come that have no references.
Yeah.
That they just didn't make any friends. And that I find worrisome. You do need to have workplace relationships.
You need other people.
You really do.
I was thinking another thing that goes that can go such a long way is thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank you to someone if they did an amazing report. Thank you to someone if they helped you pick up something you dropped. Thank you to someone who jumped in and helped you finish something. Thank you for someone who maybe said something tough at a meeting. To recognize another person is, I think, a fairly easy way of reaching out.
Yeah.
That you don't lose anything. In fact, you will gain. And certainly they will notice that you were the person who thanked them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
What, do you just send an email or you just walk by and say thank you?
Or say it.
Or you say it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that gratitude thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't really lose with it.
Right. That's true.
I mean,
just to let somebody know that you're grateful for something they did is always a good thing, right?
Right. You noticed what they do. And that's the other thing that I find interesting. Again, some of the people who I know have a hard time reaching out, they also have a hard time giving other people credit for what they're doing.
But I'm sure they notice more things if they're an observer or an outsider. I'm sure
they
pick up on other people's successes. So that's a good...
Exactly, Logan. So use your powers of observation to appreciate others, and you will get appreciation in return.
And I think if you're somebody that just has forgotten to do this, get on it, you know, get on making sure that you're getting noticed and getting seen.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to stop and think I don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you've been at a certain job for a long time, you should get busy with it now.
Yeah. I also think, I mean, I know I've talked about this, that I think you should be... get to know your industry.
Yeah.
So whether it's conferences in your industry that you go to and you meet people that way, you can meet people in competitive companies, and you never know when jobs will open. But that it's important for you. Nobody is going to take care of your career except for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do this kind of work.
Yeah.
And I think it's career building.
Yeah.
You know, it's building your future relationships. You're not going to like everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're only going to really like a few, and that's fine. But try to make them good ones, not the ones that are getting fired, but the ones that are going someplace, because they can take you along.
I would also like to advocate for being courteous to people, even if they bug you.
Okay.
Miss Manners. Yeah, because, again, in talking to some of my clients, I have a hard time with this. Like, they'll resent the person who is good at self-promotion or self-advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll say, I think I was looking at them, I may have been scowling. And, like, that's not good.
Yeah.
Right? So this idea of trying to be generous in spirit and courteous to everyone around you is important, again, because if you don't, the opposite interpretation will be made of you.
Right. Especially if an individual like that could help them.
Exactly.
You're talking about mentors earlier.
Yeah.
Or say, hey, I've noticed that you're good at self-advocacy. There's this lecture that I'm going to. Would you want to come with me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can maybe observe them as they're kind of in action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is something that if it's not natural to you, you definitely have to make an effort.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah.
So join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And meanwhile, don't forget to advocate for yourself.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.